So this is what they're discussing. In other words, the energies that are commingling, the energies that are increasing, are really suggesting our highest performance. So we're not quite aware of how truly ready we are to get started. We're not quite aware of all that we can now perceive. We're not quite aware of all that, is ready to be dismissed, is ready to be driven onward, is ready to be retired. So just think of like going through your closet and I'll keep this, I'll get rid of that. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know I still had that. I don't need that anymore. So there isn't a lot of like emotional clinging to the clothes that are from yesterday. It's sort of like, oh, that's so yesterday, or oh, I'm so tired of that, or oh, I like my new blouse so much better than that. So it's easy to just sort of fold it up and pass it on to another. So the more that we can be excited about what we can now see, about what we can now demonstrate, about what we can now reach with good tangible evidence. So in other words, it's like going through your closet. And I don't need this anymore. It doesn't fit anymore. It's torn and stained. It's tattered. It's ready to be disposed of. It's just not that difficult. It's a little time consuming, but then you got this cleaned out closet that's all ready for new desires. So the more they're saying, the more that we have now piqued your curiosity. And really realizing that the time has come to arrive. So, in other words, we're not planning for some event far away in the future where UFOs are going to appear and whatever they're going to do. That, like, the coursework is already amongst us. It's so important that we stay involved, that we stay present, that we stay most interested in our illuminated brilliance, because what we're going to find is all of the old consideration, all of the old digestion, all of the old assumptions that we've just been dragging along, carrying along in are like no longer. One moment, everybody. I've got I should have turned it off and now I didn't. And now I have all these messages. They'll just have to wait for next time. That all of this energy is now ready to explode. So the more that we under, here comes Merlin, the more that we understand that we're already being assisted, we're already being seen. So when they're saying we're already being seen, we're being seen by our higher self. We're being seen by our master attendants. We're being seen. Being seen by our master guides. And so the more that we receive that, honor that, in other words, we're being seen, but the reason we're being seen is it's sort of like an amplification of our energy so that we can come home to self, so that we can assume our next step, so that we can make all things possible, so that we can. Again, just sort of let things move on by. So just the way you're clearing out a closet or a drawer, it takes a little bit of energy, a little bit of time, but it's just not that hard. So this is what they're advising or suggesting or demonstrating that it's also not quite nearly as difficult as we may make it sound to allow the old trespasses to sort of like take a seat, to move on over, to be dispersed, to be dropped, to just sort of like, almost like you're seeing it in your rear view mirror. It's sort of like, do we just go by? It's like, yeah, we just pass that. So once you pass it, you don't have to go back. You don't have to check it out. You don't have to memorize your steps. You don't have to like pray and cry for mercy. It's sort of like, let bygones be bygones because you're soon on your way. So allow yourselves to receive How would I say that? Like, your overriding bliss is how they're wanting me to say that. Overriding bliss sounds pretty attractive. So just think of things of yesterday versus overriding bliss. I think I'll take overriding bliss. So now is the time to make all things happen, and now is the time to interface with your highest approach. So when they were talking about being seen, it's like there's amplification amongst us to help us pass on by. In other words, to really help us discern, to help us decide to move into our next circumstance, to move into our next holy value, to move into our increase, to move into our truest claim. So we want to realize that we're not just continuing like it's just an average day, that there is love abiding, there's light advising. And so the more that we can decide to play, the more that we can decide to really allow ourselves to be seen. So again, being seen by ourselves, they're really one and the same, because we want to remember there's no separation. So when a master sees us in our truth, in our light, in our holy remembrance, it's really an aspect of self that is soon arriving. So we want to receive that with liberal understanding. In other words, show me my true self. Show me my highest statement. Show me my highest bliss state. And so the more that we call upon that, it's like yesterday really no longer matters. It's still affecting us because we're still abiding by these old sequencing, these old values, these old beliefs. But remember that we're soon, how do I say that? We're soon going to let all that go by because it's no longer interesting. It's like we have a new increase. We have a new assimilation. We have a new love's desire. We have a new placement. So that holy placement, remember, we're being seen, holy placement. We're releasing the old. We're allowing the new to elevate. So the new elevating, it's like calling our name, calling our focus, calling our love's desire, calling for us to be acquainted, calling for us to be sincere. So being sincere is where we place our value, where we place our attention. Because we want to remember when we release the beliefs, when we release those old false notions, they're usually going to come by just like one more time and try. Because remember, we fortified them, we invested in them. We filled ourselves up with them. So they're kind of come on by just sort of like a test. Like, are you sure you don't want me? Because I still have a little stamina, like I still have that energy and motion. Our job, if we take the assignment, is to walk on by. So if we're walking on by and we don't have anything next, it's a little bit of a gamble because it's all I have and I'm going to release that. If we are ready, this is the important part. If we're ready considering our advancement, if we're already considering our highest notion, if we're already considering our new advantage, our new light, our new spring forward dance, then it's so much easier to part ways with the past because we understand there's new aglow, there's new advantage. So the more that we can be responsible, there's that like work word, responsible. I got work involved. To be responsible for the choice making season. In other words, we're the ones that are going to say yes to our light. We are the ones that are going to say yes to the stardust. We're the ones that are going to say yes to our highest influence, to our highest consent, to our highest illumination ever in our very vicinity. So again, when they're leaving that, it's sort of like in our very it like within our midst, not in 2 years, not in 2 months, within our midst. So allow yourselves to draw complete. Drawing complete is you're still in process, right? You're still releasing, you're still opening up, but the responsibility is your desire. And the desire is to choose the highest note. The desire is to choose your future self in the now moment. So your future self already is. That's the beauty of it. And they're showing me destiny card. But it's a choice worth considering. In other words, it's just not going to arrive by osmosis. We have to choose it. We have to be responsible. We have to delight in knowing our true name. So allow yourselves love's advantage. Love's advantage is whatever love wants, that's what I want. Whatever my higher self wants, I will make room for that. So that's where we're making that choice making now. And the more that we can be excited about that, even if we don't really understand what's coming, even if we don't understand how we're possibly going to pull this off in time, the more we can be on that precipice of advancement, of like excitement, energy and motion, anything where we can stay engaged in the light, engaged in illuminated presence, engaged in that self-mastery always. This is when I said self-mastery always, it's like I drew this sword of light. And so choosing that self-mastery always gives us such a blessed advantage. I mean, it's just extraordinarily, what would be the word? I mean, it's just incredible, really. That is when we will glow. So glow is increase in light. So if for anyone's interested in manifesting, we want that light. We want that manifestation advantage. So allow yourselves to be given and allow yourselves to be complete. So complete is you're still in process, but you understand that you're already plugged in more than most. So again, we're moving into our new illuminated presence. We're moving into our destiny. We're moving into our light. We're moving into love's explosion. So when they say love's explosion, it's like light, 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 light. It's like fireworks. Light, 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 light. So we want to feel that, and we want to treat ourselves with due relevance. Like we wouldn't expect anything else. If we're light workers, if we're serving the light, then light is a must. So we want to start playing with that, and we want to start increasing the potentiality of that, because what we say goes. It's so important that we understand. We have masters, we have light beings, we have UFO ships, we have it all, but we also have our free will. So what we say goes. They're saying the heart is what matters. The heart is what matters. So in other words, it's like God reads your heart, or Maud in the feather, you know, is your heart light enough? It has to do with our heart. It doesn't have to do if we're perfect. It doesn't matter how many times we fumble. But we must be sincere. So even if we call forth the old voice, even if we get confused, if our motivation, if our desire is to for love's increase, that purity of desire, that purity of the light, that's what's going to flame the fire. That's what's going to move mountains. Just that little bit of kind gesturing is what matters most. So we don't have to be worried, like, I didn't get it right, I lost my turn. There's no such thing, because it will just keep coming again and again and again until we get it right. It's set up for our success. We just don't understand how everything is set up in our good favor. It's extraordinary. These are the days that we've been waiting for, and they're upon us now. So receive yourself in victory. Victory is, there's no question about it, because whatever it takes, I'm going to keep choosing that light no matter what, consistently, until I get it right, until I finally explode. The explosion, by the way, is ascension. Explosion, it's like we come upon the Lord. We come upon the light, the Lord being our God self, our I am presence. And we stand there proudly, So we stand there proudly welcoming everyone home. And what we're going to discover is we are the many. There are no others that are not us. So what we're doing is really welcoming ourselves, ourself back to our illuminated glory. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to stand ready. And again, just like that daily message, parting ways with the past. Don't know how to do it, don't know what to expect, but I'm ready to draw my sword. So when you're drawing a sword, imagine holding the Excalibur sword. Imagine holding the sword of light, or Archangel Michael's sword, whatever sword you prefer. But there's definitely a sword to be had. And that's what we want to feel. We want to feel the grandness. And now when I'm saying that, now I have the unicorn's unicorn horn, whatever you call that. There's a word for it. Anyway, but the unicorn's just demonstrating that it basically has like its sword, right there, ready for its turn. So the more that we understand, it's like the more we say yes, we're plugged in to so much advantage that that's just going to keep increasing and increasing and increasing. So allow that to be completed and allow that to be made secure. So made secure is today in this time and place, wherever you happen to be, I'm surrendering to the light. I'm choosing to the light and I'm making room for more. So this is like ongoing sequencing, ongoing, increase, ongoing success. So receive, receive, receive. And again, when we welcome that light in, we're welcoming it in for the whole. So it's the collective. It's like the person we've been arguing with, they need the light most of all. So we want to remember that, like, that door is totally open for everyone and anyone to come and join. The more that we do our work, the more that we surrender to the light for all to be quickened, it'll actually increase our quickening. So again, we're doing it out of love. We're doing it sincere. But it actually also works in our favor. So allow that to be anchored in. Thanking yourself for demonstrating your faithfulness and honor to your higher self, your true self, your I am presence. So it is. Oh, well, we lost the recording of that for whatever reason.